I mentioned to Ian a couple of weeks ago, as I was preparing to take a brief vacation, that I thought I had enough commentary ready for a couple of months. Ian just smiled and said it might depend on what happened. He didn't mention a biblical flood in Texas. There are many ways that we each address what is going on in the world. One of those is through the lens of religion. So is there a religious perspective on the flood in Texas? Of course. One could just build an ark and pray, but really the religious perspective is much deeper and more important. God has set up the mechanisms that have turned human abuse of the Earth's environment into global climate change. Floods are part of the punishment for our carelessness with our natural heritage. Notice that there's nothing in a religious perspective which contradicts a scientific one. Many scientists, religious themselves, describe their own work as trying to understand God's work. Whether you or they think about the consequences of carbon and other greenhouse gases in our atmosphere through a religious lens or not, the results are the same. The world gets warmer, and one of the consequences are storms of biblical proportions. Biblical? A body of water the size of Lake Michigan now covers a part of Texas, and the storm is far from over, still bringing waters from the Gulf and dumping them on Texas. That's biblical. Lake Michigan is huge, over 300 miles long and more than 100 miles wide. Lake Michigan reaches a depth of nearly 1,000 feet. I hope that doesn't happen in Texas, but parts of Texas have already had more than 4 feet of rain fall on them in just a couple of days, and the rains still fall. This is just one of many storms and floods that have inundated parts of the country from New York to Texas. We have a president that pulled us out of a worldwide climate agreement and scoffs at climate change. And yes, it is a matter of personal as well as political responsibility. We can limit the damage by our personal behavior, and our elected leaders can limit the damage by facing and dealing with the ways that America contributes to the changes in the environment, and the ways that America could lead and support worldwide efforts to limit the damage. Anything less merits the wrath of God. For those who don't think of the world through a religious lens, you need only think of your families, parents, brothers, sisters, children, and grandchildren. This world is on a course to become a much tougher place for all of us. The burning of carbon-based fuels that are causing climate change are also causing changes in the oceans, killing the reefs that are the basis of the oceanic food chain, killing much of the sea life that gives many of us nourishment and fishermen their livelihoods. The same process is enlarging the deserts, killing forests, and ultimately threatening the oxygen supply that we depend on for life itself. The same process is spreading disease and spawning new pathogens that will overwhelm our bodies and our medical systems. This is murder on a global scale. And yes, people are responsible. Elected politicians are responsible. And people in or out of office who willfully ignore reality and believe climate deniers drivel are responsible. It is our moral and religious responsibility to stop it.